Happy New Year. Welcome to the first Common Kaisers of 2025. I'm your host, Chris, and joining me, as always, is...
Arian. Long time no see. How you guys been?
What have we been doing, Arian?
Well, we came back from Japan a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
We were in Japan for a while. You were gone a little bit longer than I was.
I did pod a little while I was out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw.
Yes. And I was a little overzealous. I was like, Arian, we're going to be in Japan. Let's do a show from Japan. You're like,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll see. Yeah, he was being polite.
Yeah.
So yes, we were both in Japan. I was there for over a month. I can officially say that.
Yeah, yeah.
33 days.
Was it 33?
That's 33
crazy.
Days.
That's fun.
I left Halloween and I came back December 3rd.
Yeah.
So
yeah, wow. How do you feel?
I feel great. I've become one of those assholes that has not stopped about talking about going abroad.
Yeah.
My brother mocks me all the time. He's like, hey, everyone, did you know Chris went to Japan?
Yeah. I could see
that. Now, to be fair, Arian, how many times have you been to Japan now?
I've lost count, but...
It's more than one handful.
More than one handful.
So... I've only gone in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You've been going for quite a while.
Yes, I have.
So he would be that person.
I try not to, but...
No, there are times you're like, you got to go to Nakano Broadway. Oh, you got to go to Akihabara. You got to go here. You got to see that. By the way, we are drinking some delicious Mika from the barrel that I picked up in Kyoto.
This is... We were just talking about this off air, how... For you guys who are over 21, obviously.
Yes.
The selection and price there is out of this world. It feels like every hour is happy hour over there.
Oh, my God. Well, let me tell you a story about that. So, in the month I was there, I had several sets of friends come in and out. You guys were the tail end of the tour. I had my buddies I'm living with right now come in. They've never been. And... my friend's brother wanted to go to Shinjuku Ale. It's that bar that's like right next to the Godzilla head.
Right.
And he wanted to go there because there's a cosplay girl, usually dresses as like Rey or someone, that hangs out of the second story floor. So we went one night. She's not there, but we went to the Godzilla hotel and everything.
Yeah.
Second night, we go back into Shinjuku. We go there, you know, because the bartender said, well, maybe come back, like, after 8 o'clock. So they're, like, at 8. No one there. I'm like, sorry, dude. He's like, well, let's just go in. We're here anyway. Let's get a drink. Now, these two are not drinkers like I am.
Right.
But they'll have a beer. So we go upstairs, and if you've never been in Shinjuku Ale, very cool bar. But super tiny, much like everything in Tokyo.
Right.
We sit down at the edge of the bar. We each order, like, I order a nice lager, as I tend to do. And we're just sitting there, like, okay, we'll have one beer, then we'll head back to our hotel, because we're all staying out by Disneyland. So we're not close.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
That's where we're... They booked in the Disney area. I had to move hotels to the Disney area.
The geography of Tokyo and just how... You don't understand how big Tokyo
is.
Gosh,
it's a megapolis.
It's so when it's like I don't know where you guys are from, but in Southern California, say in LA, it's like, oh yeah, I'm in LA. Okay, let's go to Lancaster.
Yeah,
it's like whoa, relax.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, we got 45 minute ride ahead of us.
Right, right.
Into the high desert.
Anyway,
so we're in this bar. we're having a drink. The nice girl that's bartending, she's originally from L.A.
Oh, really?
Yes. So she speaks, like, and one of those, I had this last time I was there, but I'm listening to her talk. I'm like, are you from L.A.? She's like, yeah. I'm like, how'd you know? I'm like,
the accent?
It's the accent. Yeah, yeah. There's an L.A. twang, if you will. So she's like, hey, you know, we have a policy here. If you give us a good review on Yelp, we'll give you a free shot. I'm like, free shot of what? She's like, I got tequila in the back. I'm like, I got a Yelp review for you. So my buddies are wrapping up their one beer. I've already finished. I'm filling in all this stuff. And all of a sudden, I hear that the distinct sounds of doo-doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo-doo, and all of a sudden the Sailor Moon theme starts blasting. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I turn around, and there's this man and woman behind me, and they're singing karaoke. And now we're having...
Is that where that video's from? That yes. was that bar?
And we're having the most Japanese moment. And I'm like... Dude. The bartender brings my shot. I take a hit. And all of a sudden, now I'm like, I'm feeling a little good. I'm feeling nice. And this girl behind us is belting out the Sailor Moon theme in Japanese. Because we're in Japan. And we're like, everyone... Like, there's only like 10 people in the bar. Because that's all you fit in there. But now we're like, oh, we're doing nerd karaoke. This is fun.
Guys, I got a video sent over at what? 2 a.m? I got this video. Chris is screaming his lungs out to the theme of Fist of the North Star. I'm just like,
oh.
I'm just looking at this video like, I got to be up in 4 hours to go to work.
And your idiot friend sent you this dumb shit.
This guy is like... You're washed. Okay. Like, dude, like, we get it.
Okay, no. Because after Sailor Moon, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. But now everyone's kind of like getting festive. I'm talking to the couple next to me. They're from Mexico.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm like, your first time? Like, yeah, man, it's awesome here. Like, yeah. We're like exchanging. And the bartender comes like, you guys want to do one more drink? And I turn to my buddies. I'm like, we're having a good time. It's only like 8:30. Right. Like, we're going to have a late start tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, let's do one more drink. And my buddy, even who rarely drinks, he's like, yeah, I'll do one more beer. So I get another beer. He gets another beer. My friend gets another beer. And as I'm talking to the couple next to me, karaoke pops back up again. And it's, you know, it's Steppenwolf. And another guy was singing.
Was it the couple?
No. It was a guy. It was singing. This person was singing next to the couple.
Okay.
And the Japanese guy... drunk off his ass, just seeing Steppenwolf, and look, we're talking. After Steppenwolf ends, all of a sudden, it's the international theme of anime. It's the Dragon Ball Z theme. And I turn around, couple of the same couple. Now it's the dude, and he's belting out Head Chala, and everyone in the bar stops because I already am. You're a Hispanic man.
I get it.
Yes. The couple next to me, they almost look like they're about ready to cry.
Because they had their moment. They had their Royal Rumble moment.
I don't know if people out here, I don't know if people back east know this, but Dragon Ball is pretty big in the Latin American community.
It's this is me and this is me. It's like name one Mexican, Goku.
Yeah. These two are singing, we're all singing along.
Yeah.
But they are belting out every syllable.
There's more of...
Yes.
Yeah.
And the guy gets up next to me. And every time Head Chala starts, yeah, he gets up and he's got his beer in his hand. And he's belting along with the other dude. And we're like... I turn to my buddies. I'm like, another beer. Another beer. Like... So, now, by the time this guy wraps up, I'm like 4 beers in. So I'm feeling good. Yep. Shot. And...
Is that when your shot comes out?
Well... Oh, yeah. I start talking. I start talking to the couple, and the guy, he's from Orange County. He starts speaking English. I'm like, dude, your English is great. I'm like, where are you from? He's like, California. I'm like, where in California? He's like, Orange County. I'm like, where? He's like, Newport Beach, Anaheim. He's like, get the hell out of here. And we're like, all of a sudden it was like, small world. He's like, yeah, I moved back out here like 2 years ago, man. No, like, sure. So we're talking, and I got my bag of yen, and we're only like 6 days into this trip, so I brought $3,000 American, which was almost like $5,000, you know, $500,000,
yeah,
because the exchange rate's great. But so I there I have a list of dumb stuff I want to do. One of them, you know, I've managed to, get something done. One was like officiate a wedding. I got to do that. You know, others were like, not over there. Oh. No, just in general.
Okay.
It's one of those like I want to bite the knife and jump into a body of water, kind of like
okay,
you know, things
right.
like or like
simple
you know,
goals.
Yeah, I want to sing on stage and have someone drape a cape over me so I can fling it off.
Sure.
Things
yeah,
like that.
Simple goals. Yeah.
Yes. So I start thinking. I'm like, okay, I know a lot of these you know themes, but I cannot sing them in Japanese because I will butcher them and I'll look like the other American. So I turn to the guy and I'm like, hey, Matt, you and your buddies, do you know the Fist of the North Star theme? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, if you would sing it, I will buy you, all your friends, and you know what? I'll even have it. I turn to the bartender. I'm like, if this guy sings the Fist of the North Star theme, I will buy everyone around in this bar. And he goes, are you serious? I'm like, yes. And so he's like, done. Put it on. So 2 minutes later, You Were Shot comes on, and the whole bar is going nuts.
Legendary.
I got film. It's awesome. And
you should link that.
I'll put it in this. It's awesome. My buddy turns to me. He's like, did you just really buy a whole round for the whole bar? I'm like, yeah. It's something I always wanted to do. I got the money right now. The bill comes. It was only 6,400 yen.
6,400, what is that, 40 bucks?
It's like 48 bucks. Yeah, it was. I was thinking it's going to be, because alcohol is still a little expensive out there.
Yeah.
But even then, for like, I'm like, you get whatever you guys want. And they're like, just one more beer. And so they all got beer. The couple next to me got beer. A guy at the end got beer.
That was very nice of them.
Yeah. My buddies were like, we're
there's only 10 people at the bar, right?
Yes.
So it can't be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, close me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, this ain't shit. Like, not to make light of the economic woes of Japan right now.
Yeah.
But if you're from America and you go over there right now, you'll live like a king.
You'll do all right. Yeah.
So that was amongst many, many, many awesome things, including seeing so much Godzilla stuff.
Are you tapped out? Have you? Because by the time we left, because I think we left the same day, right?
Uh-huh.
You're like, I'm good, like,
yeah,
you good?
Yeah.
Are you back on the dragon, if you will?
No, because I'm in this. So part of the reason we're doing so, let's be clear. I want clarity on this episode. So originally, I told Aryan we're going to review what?
Adam Dev 3.
Wait, did you watch 3 Dev Adam?
No. Originally, we were supposed to watch 3
Dev Adam.
And I'm like, no, I don't really feel like watching.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
Yamato Takeru.
Or Orochi the Eight. I've never seen Orochi the Inner Dragon. He goes, whoa, what the fuck? We gotta watch. Okay, so, you know, we go to Japan, time passes, you know, life happens.
Yeah.
We decide today we're going to record today. I'm like, shit, I haven't seen Yamato Takeru. I watch it, get to recording today. We're here right now. And then, Chris?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to rewatch it.
Yeah, well.
And why? You know why? Because I'm in the process of moving. This is my last, as of this recording, it's my last weekend here in California for the time being.
Yeah.
I'm moving to Texas for the next year or two.
But the show will not be interrupted.
No. We're going to keep the show going. Yeah. But this is our last, at least for right now, in person.
Right.
For the time being. There will be more. I'm trying to get this guy to come out to Texas.
And he'll be back for Comic-Con. We'll be good.
We'll be back and forth. But because I'm bumping up, because I'm literally leaving like a week from this recording, I started watching him, like, and I got distracted. So when he's like, you ready to go? I'm like, you got your notes and everything? I'm like, yeah, I didn't really get a chance to rewatch. It's been like 3 years since I watched it, so it's not fresh in my head.
Look, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about it.
Well, we're going to do it for the next show.
It's okay. we'll get to it, you know, we'll get to it, but it's okay. But, yeah.
So, in lieu of that, we're just going to have a rare non-movie-centric episode.
We're, you know what? If you're not having yourself, if you're not having a drink right now, or just have a seat, pour yourself something nice, get a snack, and we're just two of your homies hanging out with you. That's, this is what this is.
Movies will come up.
Yeah.
Movies will come up. By the way, you want to talk about Japan and how they up the game?
Yeah.
I went to a Toho Cinema. I didn't get to go to a Toho Cinema last time. This is the first time I got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to my buddy Kazuki.
Yeah.
Because
did you go to the Shinjuku one?
No.
You went to Roppongi?
No. I went to the Hibiya one.
Oh, the fancy one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw the original movie on Godzilla Day.
The 4K one?
The 4K very one nice. With Yamazaki doing a Q&A.
No shit.
The theater, like, I was, I, so my buddy Kazuki, as I land, he hits me and he's like, hey man, I, and he's in Osaka.
Yeah.
So he wasn't coming up, but he's like.
How, what do you compare Osaka?
Osaka
Tokyo is
an
American, what would you say?
Tokyo is New York.
Yeah.
Osaka is definitely LA.
Okay, but like distance-wise.
Oh, it's like from here to San Francisco.
Well, so from LA to San Francisco.
LA to San Francisco. Yeah. It's about, 400 miles away.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Just so
there, it's a gap. So he's like, I can't come up. You know, ironically, he was getting ready to go on vacation.
Yeah.
To the United States.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was like, I'm coming to your country. He's like, I'm going back to your country.
Right.
So, but he's like, hey, man, I got a ticket for this showing. It was sold out.
Sure.
And he's like, do you want it? I'm like, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I got nothing else going on tonight. And plus, I have weird things when I go to places. Like, one of my things is like, take me to your mall. Like, which mall? We have two. I'm like, okay, I got to see both. What's the good one? What's the bad one? Because that gives me the pulse of the community. But the other thing I love doing, I love going to movie theaters.
Of course.
Small ones, big ones, all of it. But when I saw Minus One last year, we went to this fancy as hell movie theater. Like, this was, I walked in, I'm like, I don't belong here. This is ritzy. Then I see a guy walk out in flip-flops and shorts. I'm like, okay, so they're really not uppity on the dress code. Even though there's a jazz band playing in front of a fireplace in this. I thought L.A. had some fancy movie theaters.
Yeah.
This blew that out the water. And this was right next to the Shinjuku Toho Cinema.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it, but it's, oh my God, it was.
Yeah.
So, this was at the Toho Cinema right in the square where the Godzilla Festival is. So,
okay.
First time officially getting to a Toho Cinema.
Very nice.
So, go in.
Did you go to the gift shop?
Went to the gift shop.
You did the whole thing?
Did the whole thing.
Yeah.
I didn't get any snacks because the line was a mile long.
Sure.
And I didn't want to lose my spot.
Okay.
Got in. Now, Kazuki told me, he's like, dude, the only spot that was open was like way at the top. And he's lived in America, so he understands, and he's a movie nerd. So he understands the, you want that proper seat.
Sure.
But he's like, this is the best I can do. I'm like, dude, the fact that you got this for me, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're in the building.
I walk in, I'm looking for my seat, and I'm like, this can't be it. I sit down, and I'm looking around, I'm like, first off, I sit back in the seat, and it's, I can feel my spine realign. It's like the seat's like, no, we have you. And I'm looking around, I'm like, the tech nerd in me is like taking everything in. I'm like, you guys thought it all out. You broke the code. I snapped pictures of every inch of this theater because I was like, I have to tell people.
Yeah.
So the middle section is like the primo seats.
Sure.
Which are like these little cubbies.
Yeah, yeah. Where you put your coat and stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. But even the nosebleeds that I was in aren't nosebleeds because one, they figured out there's no bad seat in the house.
Yeah.
You have a perfect bird's eye view, unobstructed. Of anything.
That's cool.
And they keep the front open. Like, there's like, 40
feet. So you're not
feet.
Like this?
Yeah. Absolutely not. Yeah, there's no bottom row.
Right. Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's not an IMAX. It's whatever their premium format is.
So it's better than what we would have here in the States, a Dolby theater? Because to me, that's like.
Yes. Yes. Look, I love Dolby. That is my preferred format.
Right.
This makes Dolby look like a homeless bum.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
okay.
And by,
wow.
Yeah. And the project like
it's 4K. So
in the, well, it's the 4K restoration of a 70-year-old movie at this point.
Yeah.
Which I thought the 4K I saw about 2 years ago at the Alamo Drafthouse in L.A. was pretty good, but I think that was the one that Janice did.
Mm.
This was the Toho 4K restoration. That I'm like, yeah, you see all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So the biggest one thing that popped out is the sequence on Odo when Godzilla's approaching, and you see the guy run outside and scream.
Sure.
And then they cut. Now, always in, you know, for the longest time in our pan scanned versions and stuff, you just see a little bit of Godzilla's thigh, like in that corner as the house comes down. I don't know. No, you see like
the whole thing,
and it's clear as day. Like I'm like, I know that scene's there, but like the first time, it's like. There. It's right there.
Right.
It did make the helicopter look very dated, though, when it turns over. But beyond that, that was probably one of the cleanest restorations I've ever seen. The only thing that compared to that was watching Terminator 2 when they did the 3D upscale.
Was that released in theaters?
Yes.
I did not see that.
I saw it opening night, and then went with another friend like the night after, and he's like, two friends called me like, you want to go watch Terminator? Like, is the sky blue? Is the Pope Catholic? Of course, I want to go watch Terminator 2. And that was like, oh, this is what Cameron. When Cameron's on point, and you're not half-assing your 3D, like, this looks amazing. This looks fantastic. My only bummer about it wasn't the extended cut, but that's for another thing. But this restoration was, mwah.
Yeah.
Oh, this was like the movie nerd in me was like, it was it, like I was like I don't. This theater is perfect. And you know what? Here's the nice thing. The big thing I noticed. All the seats have these covers that they can remove and wash at the end of the day. So you're never going to sit. Like, every seat was brand new.
Oh,
and
okay.
I asked our mutual friend Kyle, because he's been to that show, that theater a couple times. I saw him later on the trip. And he's like, oh, I already went to the Hibiya looking. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, it's a nice theater, isn't it? I'm like, dude, it makes everything in LA look like dog crap. He's like, I'm like, how old is he? He's like, oh, that's been open for like 3 or 4 years now. I'm like, it looks brand new. So, yeah, because that's how Japan rolls. They keep things nice. I'm like, by this point, somewhere out here, those seats would have been worn down.
Oh, yeah. You know, holes, maybe like stains and shit.
There a stray popcorn here and there. None of that.
I will give Japan credit is the customer service there. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that we're talking about a theater, we're talking about the seats of the theater, should give you an indication of how well made
it is. Divine.
Yes, it is.
Divine.
We're talking about a theater seat. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about theater seats for 20 minutes. It's like, that's how good this thing is.
Yes. But by the way, Yamazaki, he was interviewing, I forgot the gentleman's name, but he was the assistant to E.J. Tsuburaya. This guy was 90 years old. And by the way, still sharp, when he's talking. And the Tokyo International Film Festival was holding this. So the screening was subtitled.
Oh, nice. No,
so,
nice.
Because
nice,
they
nice,
knew,
nice.
Like, yeah, foreigners are coming in for this. So it was subbed. And not only that, but they had a translator.
Oh, wow.
And it was a woman. I could see her from my seat. But she sounded... This woman's English was impeccable. And it was the most... elegant spoken English. It almost sounded like it was like a perfect AI voice, but no. Like I dropped my phone like halfway through, and the dip was like higher than I can get my fat hands down into. So the rest of the movie, rest of the time, I'm sitting there like I can't get any pictures of this, and I wanted to get some video. But yes, whoever was translating, kudos to her, because I'm like, Richard Attenborough couldn't like narrate better and translate better than what, and she was. Giving, like, the English audience, like, she was properly translating everything of, like, here's how it should sound to the English ear. But the beauty was watching Yamazaki, I've seen him talk, like, 4 times now.
Yeah.
And now he gets to be the interviewer. And he's just kind of, like, you can see the film nerd in him just saying, he's like, so what was, like, you know, what was Tsuburaya like? And, you know, gentleman's like, oh, you know, he was... You know, I was 19 when I went to work for him. Like, at that time, like, they were just starting all this. So, he's like one of the last people that's alive that actually worked on that movie. And told these great stories. And then, as Yamazaki's wrapping up, he's like, I have one question. He's like, what color is the suit? He's like, because we've only seen it black and white. There's no color pictures. What color is the suit? Really, what is the real color? And the gentleman stands, he's from him, he's like, what do you mean? And Yamasaki's like, we don't, like, none of us were alive when that movie was made.
Yeah.
You're the only one here. And you were there when the suit, everything's in black and white. So what is the true color of the suit? And the gentleman's like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. It's kind of a grayish brown. Like, you know, honestly, you look at it, we didn't really paint it because we knew it's black and white. So it has, it pretty much had the texture of the material, and we gave it like a quick kind of grayscale spray. So he's like, it's not too far off what you've seen of like some of the maquettes and stuff. Like, it's a weirdish, it's like a dirty brownish, but we weren't concerned with it because everything's black and white.
So I'm picturing of the recent Monster Arts.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what you're looking at. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, that's what he said. It was pretty much interesting. Yamazaki's like, he's like, I always wondered. You know, I met people, but he's like, you're the only one.
Yeah,
so you're the one who can
tell
me.
That's a good question.
You worked in that department,
that's,
so you know.
That's
a
good question.
And even I was like, God damn, this man, this man knows his stuff. So
what a nerd.
What a nerd. What a nerd.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, that was the beauty of this trip, man. It was just like seeing that kind of stuff. But yeah, I did everything Godzilla related because I was updating everything on the...
Yeah.
And
great work.
Yeah.
Great.
But there was a point like when we met up finally, I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm kind of done with Godzilla stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
let's go to something
full.
Else.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, the first day you got there, it's like, do you want to go to Nakano? Yeah. No, let's go do something. I've been to Nakano like 4 times now. Like,
yeah.
All right, you want to go to Akihabara?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just go find something to eat. Although we did do one Godzilla thing.
Yes. I mean.
What was that that we did?
That we went to the art, Godzilla the art.
Yes.
At the Parco.
In Shibuya.
That was nice.
It was. And Shibuya is beautiful, but
yes.
My God. I was there 2-3 weeks prior.
Yeah.
On a Monday night.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that much humanity.
On a Monday night?
On a Monday night.
Yeah.
Like, at the point, I had a panic attack.
Yeah?
From just how... Like, we went and ate one of those, I think it's like Ikeboro ramens.
Sure.
Where you go sit down. And we're downstairs, and I'm like sitting there like... My buddy listening, he's like, you're in like... I'm like, I don't know why. I'm feeling stressed out. Like... I can feel a panic attack coming on. He's like, why? I'm like, I don't know. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of stuff. I think it was just lack of sleep. You know, I'm only like 5-6 days into my trip. Still adjusting. And he's like, all right, well, I got a little something back in my room. If you can make it. I'm like, yeah, we're walking back to the train station. It's like this on the streets.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. I asked my friend
Tommy. When we met up with Kyle.
Oh.
Oh, man.
So I got to experience Rush Hour last time, towards the end of my trip. Okay. So.
Yeah.
We met our mutual friend Kyle, who lives out there now.
Yeah.
And we were going to go do some cool stuff. And one was, hey, I know a bar.
Yeah. Oh, that was so cool. That was so cool, dude.
So we went. So we first off,
we go to Kaiusaka, like you're supposed, like a good kid. Yeah,
have a couple of drinks.
You know, enjoy. No, first we go to the Ultra 7 VR experience,
which was wildly one of the most awesome things.
Way better than it had any
right
to be.
It was like $5.
Sure.
Like 900 yen?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I barely remember paying. Yeah.
Yeah. So you go in. It's near the Tokyo Dome. It's in the actual Tokyo Dome, theme park area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a VR thing. You line up. They have the whole, the mat, like, setup.
The Monster Patrol setup.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And so the guy comes out, gives you, like, a little thing. It has, like, some production value to it, but it's also, like, a temporary setup-looking thing.
Yeah.
So he comes in, tells you everything. You go, you sit down in these seats.
Yeah.
And you're in a
fan,
room.
With a huge, giant
fan in
like,
your face.
What the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Whatever.
So I'm sitting next to Kyle.
Yeah.
You're sitting next to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Kyle's like, I've never done VR before. I'm like, really? He's like, no. It's
right.
My first time. Like, all right, well, just, yeah, put, you know.
Put on VR goggles.
So I put on the goggles, and they're, you know, it's a Oculus headset.
Sure.
And you get the whole, like, and of course, if you're watching someone with those, you're just, it's like,
Yeah, you're that guy.
But I pull them up, because Kyle's like, whoa, yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, dude, like, just put them sure. on, like, do this, put your hands out like this, it'll calibrate it and everything, like, you'll see your hands. So he's like, okay, I think I'm getting it. Guy comes out, speaks in both English and Japanese, explains, all right, just stay in your seats. It's going to move. Do this. Do not take the headset off until you hear my voice. So we put the headset back. Everyone puts their headset on. All of a sudden, the seats start rumbling underneath you. And you're in the pilot seat of one of the...
I think it's called the Hawk. Don't quote me. Yeah.
And essentially, you're just flying around. You're flying through these canyons. It's a full... The seats move with it.
Yeah, like a 4DX theater.
Yeah, and the fan is blasting your face.
Yeah.
You go past, you fight Eel King for a second.
Yeah.
And then you get into a fight. You come across the way between Ultra 7 and King Joe.
Yes.
The whole thing's like maybe 5 minutes long.
It felt longer, but yeah, it was about 5 minutes long. Yeah.
But it... coolest thing in the world. So after that, we go to Kaiju. We're like,
we're in the mood.
Let's go to Kaiju Sakuba. So we go to the closer one. And then afterwards, he's like, well, you want to get out of here? I know.
Let's go do something cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. And he knew a bar that was like Hollywood themed. Like movie themed. So that's when we hop on the train.
Yeah.
And he warned us. He's like, it's kind of rush hour right now.
Whatever, man. We're here.
Dude. Asses to Elbows does not begin to describe the amount of humanity in these cars.
I think we all had to raise our hands so we could fit into
I had to do this. I had to put my hand up.
Yeah.
And then I had to put my hand like this.
Yeah.
So there was some poor girl that was like 4'8" next to me, next to her boyfriend. And she's wedged between another butt right here. And I can feel like another body pressing against me. I look over. I see you...
Yeah.
Your girlfriend pressed against you like this. I see Kyle. Kyle's a big dude, too.
Yeah.
And he's got his arms up like he's Donkey Kong because he's allowing people to fill in the void between him.
Yeah.
Our mutual friend Denise,
who's,
what, 5'1"?
If
she's
that,
lost.
Yeah.
She's gone. I don't see her. I'm like, is she okay? Because people would just hop on this train and they would shove their bodies in there.
That's the thing here. It's like in Japan, you're expected.
Yeah.
It's expected that you just go with it because we're all here. We're all trying to get to the same place at the same time.
And we have 9 stops of this.
Yeah.
To the point where I think
stop number 4, Kyle
made the call. Like, we're done.
Yeah. We're.
I know a better place.
Yeah.
Like, just get out. And that, by the way,
such a good call.
Yeah.
So, my God.
And that was a fight getting out of that thing. It was like, sorry, just fuck, get away. You know.
It's not a common stop. I don't ask me what the stop was, but it was.
We hop on another train 2 stops later. We get into this like weird midtown section.
Yeah.
But this bar, it was called.
Prayers. No.
No.
Vows.
Vows. Vows. Yes. It's run by Shinto monks.
Yeah.
You walk in, it's upstairs, and the whole place is just covered in, like, prayer kanji.
Yes.
And it's run by legitimate monks.
Like shaved head, orange.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. And there's a shrine in the corner.
Yeah.
And we're the first ones there. So it's a tiny bar. This thing's small. So we're the first ones in there. They come. We get some fancy drinks. I get something with something called
snake poison or
something? Yeah, something like that, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
I had a... So we're sitting there enjoying, but you guys had to go drink some more.
We had a reservation at a speakeasy. So we had our drinks, said, hey, thank you, we'll see you guys later.
And so Kyle and I are just sitting there, and he's
just you and Kyle now.
And he's like, well, do you have any place you got to be? I'm like, no. You want to get more drinks? He's like, yes. So he's drinking these lemon sours all night. I switched to beer for a minute.
And smart.
Yes. And you guys left at like 7:45.
Because we had to be somewhere at 8. Yeah.
And he's got to be out of town by 11.
Right.
Because he's got to catch the last train.
Good 2 hours.
2 hours. So like an hour in, I've already gone through. And he's like, want another beer? I'm like, yeah. He just keeps ordering. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm going to try one of those lemon sours. And Kyle, we're talking, we're having fun. And this place starts filling up. Like this place gets full. And we're in the corner. We got our nice seats. And at this point, 3 beers at Kaiju Sakuba, like 4 more beers there. you know, two of these, like, whiskey drinks and then these lemon sours. I'm, like, 9 drinks up at this point. And we're having a blast. But he's telling me, he's like, yeah, last time I was here, man, at midnight, they close the place down, and they give you these papers, and they lead you in a prayer. He's like, man, I can't stay that late. It would be cool to see it. 9 o'clock rolls around, and all of a sudden they start passing, and he gets like, oh, I think they're going to do it. And sure enough, they close the bar, they close service for a minute, they tell everyone, like, okay, go along with this prayer. And the first monk gets to the shrine, rings the bell, and he leads everyone in prayer. And then, and now, by the way, I'm obliterated.
Yeah.
I got my phone out, and I'm just like, this is amazing.
Another video I got late at night.
Yes. I'm like, this is... But yeah, but you were on our time, yeah, at least. But after that was done, Kyle's like, wasn't that awesome? Like, that's awesome. But then the bartender comes around, and he pulls out his samisen, and he starts doing a guitar prayer. And Kyle's even like, I didn't see this last time. This is new. It's one of the most Japanese things you could do.
It's so cool, because 100%, you know what, Kyle's a cool guy.
Kyle's an awesome guy.
Very cool guy.
Yeah.
But for him to take us there,
you and I would have never known.
No clue. Just it is off the beaten path. It's not in the main street. It's just like...
Not even like a not even a part of town you would even think
it's
of.
It's next to like a fox shrine and stuff. And it's like what? It's in an alley. It's like, no, I wouldn't say tourist friendly, but...
It's actually more residential than anything else.
Yes, it is. It is. But like, oh, Kyle, if you're listening to this, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
By the way, after we were done, when he's like, oh, I got an hour left, you want some ramen? I'm like, I'm always down for ramen. Like, he's like, I know a place right on the block. Walking the streets of Tokyo at like 10 o'clock at night, I'm just like, let's get some ramen. Like, I am obliterated. We go, we sit down. And here's the thing I love about ordering ramen in Japan.
Yeah.
You go up, they have the vending machine.
Yeah.
You just put your money in.
You put the ticket out.
And they give you the ticket. It's that analog thing. We sit there, and he's like, you want a beer? I'm like, just keep going. They bring us these two huge beers, these ramen. And we're like, oh, this is so good. By the way, I had to use the bathroom at both that place and the ramen joint.
Yeah.
Two of the smallest bathrooms I've ever been in my life.
I mean, Japan.
I had to duck. It was in the water closet.
Japan.
Yeah. Believe me, I all my rooms, except for my nice suite I had by Disney.
Your 12 beds?
Yes, my 12 beds that had a Lawson's in the lobby that was open 24 hours. I get in. Again, I did a lot of drinking on this trip. I get two beers. One of those, they serve whiskey in a can out there for like $3.
How many strong zeros did you have?
Like 3 or 4. Yeah. But that night, I was supposed to go with you guys the next morning because you were going to go. I woke up in my dirt hole of a room by the Tokyo Dome. Woke up at like 8 o'clock in the morning, like,
not going to happen.
Nope.
Not
I just texted him like,
not
nope.
going to happen.
Just, you're like, you coming? I'm like, nope.
Okay, no worries.
I'm like,
see you later.
I'll see when I see you.
Yeah.
It was like 2 days later when I finally saw you. I stayed in that day. I'm like, I need to hydrate.
Yeah.
I need to recoup. And that, by the way, at that point, like, this end portion of the trip was like, I didn't really have anything planned.
Yeah.
I thought we would just hang out and go do some stuff.
Which we did, but...
We did, but, like, you guys had a whole plan. Like, your friend Denise had never been.
Right.
And so you're like, well, let's go do this and this.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of Shibuya and even going into Harajuku,
which... We spent a lot of time in Harajuku now to think about it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, got to see the girl version of what the nerd stuff is when we were there, when we went to the Medicom store. That line, all those
ones. Right.
They were buying these like exclusive coats.
That's
there
were
was,
they
like,
coats.
They were coats.
Oh, okay.
I looked into it when we were coming back. I'm like, oh, they're coats. They were like $4,000 coats.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
They had a lot.
It was like some designer thing. I guess this woman designed it and only does it like 3 times a year or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah. And then the boutique store that's pretty much
Shibuya
like a limited.
Is beautiful. It is.
That when we went during the day, it was like, okay,
beautiful.
It's not crowded and nice.
Beautiful. Medicom store.
Yeah.
Gorgeous store. Gorgeous.
That Arian managed to, you know, almost trip and fall on his ass.
Yeah.
Because he's like, who plants a plant on the inside?
Who has a live plant in the middle of a store?
Japan does. That's what they do.
And I almost face planted it. But regardless.
You got hurt quite a bit on this trip.
I did.
What did you do in the subway?
I made the mistake of trying to leave the door open, mm-hmm. or trying to hold the door for somebody, mm-hmm. and got clamped,
mm-hmm.
and swelled up for a while. No, I was like, I remember that was a day we were supposed to hang out. We were supposed to go to the Shinjuku, the wall thing. What's it called?
Oh, the Godzilla, the image mapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got smashed. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, my, I mean, it looked like a tennis ball. My wrist was swollen. And I'm like,
I had to message your girlfriend because you were just like, messed up my hand. So I text her. I'm like, what happened? And so I get the response. Yeah. And I'm like,
not going to
text you back. I'm like, I got Tylenol, man. Do you need it? He's like, nah, I'll be good. I'm just going to stay in.
Yeah.
So then I hiked it all over Shinjuku. I'm glad I did because at the first one, they had like a little ceremony.
Didn't Godzilla come out?
They had him come out in the suit. Yeah. It was cool. I got there like an hour early. People lined up. The second show is really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you recorded it.
Yes.
Thank you.
If you ever get a chance, like when you're in Shinjuku, the image mapping thing's all over the place.
Yeah.
Osaka. Holy crap. I was walking with my friend Larry. We were walking back from dinner, and there's a shrine on the other side of town. I forgot the section, but it's like this real nice, it's where the Daimaru is, where the Godzilla store is. So across from that, there's the shrine, and we were walking by, and there's no one there, and all of a sudden, we just see, like, fairies dancing on it. I'm like, what the hell? And we stop, and, like, he's like, oh, I didn't know, they're doing an image mapping thing here. And we stopped for, like, 5 minutes watching the show of, like, these dragons jumping out of the steps. And it's just an empty shrine at night, but they're doing all of this pomp and circumstance stuff with it. Speaking of shrines, and Kyle, I'm so glad, I'm bummed you missed it, but the night after the Godzilla Festival. So, my buddies aren't in town yet, it's just me. My friend Helmy's there. So Kyle comes in.
Helmy, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Helmy? And we're like, let's go hang out. Now, earlier that day, I did all the stops. I went to the Godzilla store, did the to get footage and everything. They call me like, hey, you want to come hang out and get some dinner? I'm like, yeah. Where are you going to meet? At the Godzilla store.
Oh, was that the night where you had like a...
We were walking around trying to find something. And then, because we're on the other side of this area. We kind of walked in this little residential area. And Kyle looks. He's like... Because apparently it was a holiday that day.
Sure.
And Kyle's like, hey, I think something's going on over there. We walk up, and it's like this carnival. Going. He's like, it's a temple festival. He's like, dude, you want to eat? Let's go in here.
Yeah.
And he's like, turn to Helmy and his girlfriend, and he's like, yeah, let's go try it. And Kyle's like, dude, no. You're going to find some stuff here. By the way, beautiful, but like, I am like out of it because... This is only, like, day three for me, so I'm still adjusting. I haven't really got a lot of sleep. So I'm walking around, like, my eyes are dry, and there's just silver and gold. Like, it's just a pache of, like, these shrines where people have brought everything, but it's just glaring at me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the thing I love about Japan in general is how they light everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's all, like, backlit.
Yeah.
So all these tents and all these setups are all, like, backlit, so they look like they're glowing. And you walk by, and there's a grill. Someone's making yakitori.
Of course.
Someone's making, it's a omeyaki. Yeah, stuff like that. And it's all cheap. So Kyle and I are like, throw money down there, meat, beer. That's cool. There's a dude with his pet owl walking around.
Sure.
You know, people are lined up. We come around the back end, and Kyle stops me. And we've eaten like six or seven things right now. Even Helmy's like, dude, we're like, how can you eat that much? We're Americans. Yeah, we can just eat. And Kyle grabs my arm and says, dude, do you like gyoza? I'm like, come on, what are you asking?
Yeah.
It's like, I've only seen this once before. We have to get it. I'm like, what is it? He's like, it's chicken skin gyoza. And I'm like, is that legal? He's like, let's get it. It's like 600 yen. So they were making yakitori, but they would peel the chicken skin off and just cook the meat. They used the skin and stuff it with like the gyoza meat, and then they lightly fry it. I sent a picture to my buddy Eddie in Colorado because he's a big foodie.
Yeah.
And he's like, is that gyoza? I'm like, it's chicken skin gyoza. He's like, how is such a thing allowed to exist? I'm like, Eddie, I saw the face of God eating this stuff. This was the most amazing thing I ever ate. So as we're sitting there, and I'm like, I'm going back for seconds. Helmy comes around, and he's a little beat up and tired, but there's a carnival barker, and this kind of like weird setup. to the side, and what looks like it might be a haunted house. Like, it's very, like, DIY.
Okay.
And Helene's
this
like...
I mean, this is around a couple days after Halloween, isn't it?
This is, like, November 4th.
Okay.
So, Helene's like, dude, I want to go in there. Like, I don't know. It's, like, going to be, like, a dumb haunted house kind of thing. It's like, come on. I'm like, all right. It's, like, 900 yen, man. He's like, come on. I'm like, all right. For you, man. So, we all go in there. So, what they do is you pay your money. There's a carnival barker outside. And we thought we were going to a haunted house. Like, you know, classic haunted, you walk around. But no, we go through the curtain, and it's just a big room. And they kind of file you in. There's more people in there. They're filing those people out, and you kind of file in. And we're like, what is this? Colin and Elena said, what the hell is this? And there's like a platform, so they're like, just fill in. So we get up on the top of the platform. And a minute later, another dude who looks like a carnival, like if Beat Takeshi was a carnival barker, like kind of dressed in that suit, okay, not the tie, black sunglasses, they had like a top hat on. Then all of a sudden this woman comes out, and she's like dressed as like some primitive savage, and she pulls out a jar of worms, and she starts eating. Kyle and I turn to each other like, it's a freak show. We're at a freak show. Oh my God. And we're like, dude, this is a freak show. Get that. It's a freak show. We're losing. And Kelmy and Esther, they're in front of us, they're like, what is this? And we're like, dude, you're seeing Americana at its finest right now, brought to you by the Japanese. And Helmy's like, is she eating real worms? And we're like, yes, she is. So after she was done, they move us down. Another act comes out. It's a guy with all of the needles in himself. Like, he's pierced head to toe. And he has the nip piercings, ties rope to him, and he's dragging cinder blocks with him. And I am losing my mind. Kyle's losing his mind. We look at Helmy and Esther because they're from Singapore and Australia.
Yeah.
They're not used to this. They're like, oh, my God. And we're like, this is awesome. Like, oh, my God, Helmy, thank you. This is amazing. By the way, I'm buzzed. I'm full of meat.
Yeah.
And I'm just having a blast. But there is stuff that is not PC by American standards at all.
Sure.
But the last bit was this guy that came out, kind of supposed to be like this wild man from Borneo.
Oh, no.
And they, you know, he's got like a handler, and he's like on a chain. It's a very almost...
old-timey?
Old-timey, and yeah, there's maybe some things that are not by American standards anymore.
Okay.
Just say some makeup.
Sure, all right.
And so he's acting like, you know, I can't understand what they're saying, because it's all in Japanese. But they're doing this whole shtick, and then they bring out a plastic fan. And you see the handler's yelling at the guy, like, go, go. And they turn the fan on, and the guy picks up the fan, and he's, like, looking at him. He's doing, like, the whole, like, Cro-Magnon thing with it. And he sticks his tongue out, stops the blade with his tongue, and I'm like, yes, this is amazing. This is awesome. This is so cool. And finally we go out, and homie's like, because there was some wild stuff going on in this thing. There was eating weird stuff. They're doing, like, all of the weird freak show thing, like classic freak show stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, what was that? I'm like, that was a freak show. Like, I haven't seen that since the Jim Rohn days. Like, that, I'm like, tell me, that was like 30s, 40s era stuff, like, of like the Midwest, of what carnivals used to do. And he's like, oh my God. I'm like, it's toned down from what the real freak shows used to do, but like, This is just the icing on the cake of this trip thus far. That was a fantastic time. So, again, the thing I love, it's what I love, what it just enamored me more with the beautiful country of Japan, because it's the same thing, like going to Disneyland. Like, their Disneyland has not changed. It's like going to Disney back in the 80s and 90s. Like, they're like, this is how we like it. We didn't update. So if you want to ride the original Pirates of the Caribbean, before all the little changes?
Yeah.
You go to Tokyo Disney. The wench is still being chased.
No Davy Jones and Jack
Sparrow. None of it. Wow. It's old school.
Is Captain EO still there?
Captain EO is not there. Oh, I did ride Indiana Jones out there.
Yeah. That hasn't changed, has it?
It's essentially the same thing, but there's no fire in it. Okay. And there's no John Rhys Davies going, welcome everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. They have I looked it up, he was like some Japanese comedian, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
And he's speaking, but the thing I told my buddy, I'm like, the only thing I really want to, you know, we waited 2 hours to ride this ride. Because Indy was my favorite ride at Disneyland. I'm like, we rode everything else, let's do Indy. And I'm like, I just want to hear Japanese Indiana Jones. Because I know they're going to have him at the end. And it's going to be some Japanese guy dubbing him. And it's going to be epic. And of course, when we get there, they stop the car right in front of Indy. Like, you know, on the right, he's like, ah, did a good job there, everyone. Like, all that. But it is a Japanese voice actor. It sounds like a stern, like, anime hero from, like, the 80s. And I'm like, this is, this is amazing.
That's great.
Did some toy hunting.
You did?
Yes. Yeah. Got to experience, was it Dandan Town in Osaka?
Yeah.
That was the thing, like, I fell in love with Osaka. Osaka's awesome. And, yeah, it felt like if you get away from Tokyo, your prospects of finding cool stuff actually go up a lot more. I went to Mandarake in Fukuoka, and holy crap, there was deals galore. There was some deep cut stuff down there, and it was definitely cheaper than being in Tokyo.
Yeah, I mean, that's everybody goes to Tokyo. Not too many people go out to Fukuoka. That's where, you know.
Saw the Godzilla, saw the tower, Space Godzilla.
You saw the
Scarecrow.
Hey, didn't you?
Saw the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Yes, which is way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Going, driving down there, shout out to Frank, because if he didn't help me out, I would have been SOL. Fukuoka is a driving town.
You went to...
it's Chikuzen.
The zip line.
Too. Yes, in Awaji.
That was fun.
That was fun. Have you been there yet?
No. But, I mean, I saw your video.
Nowhere near as close as I thought to Osaka. Both Kazuki and my friend Larry told me that. I'm like, it felt like an hour train ride. They're like, no. It's like 2.5 hours, man. I'm like, what? They're like, it's not close. Thankfully, I had the Shinkansen, the JR pass.
Yeah.
So I cut half that time off.
That's great.
But here's the upside. Shinkansen stage, you know, from Osaka to Kobe is like 15, 20 minutes. On normal train, it's like almost an hour.
Okay.
Got off at that station and had to go transfer to the local train. But as I got off, there was a sign of the area right around the station Kobe. And I see something, and I walk up to her, and I'm like, that's not what I think it is. And sure enough, there's the Tetsujin 28 symbol, and it just says, go right here. So I walk out, walk around the corner, and there's this 30-foot Gigantor statue. Yes. And I'm like, this is a beautiful bonus on this day. And I was like, holy crap, I can't believe I stumbled across this. I knew it was out there somewhere.
In Kobe?
I didn't realize it was in Kobe.
Yeah.
But I got off the train, all of a sudden it's just like, the universe was like, no, Chris, there's something around the corner that you're going to want to see. And there's just children playing around Gigantor. It's in a park. The police station has his symbol, like, this station, you know, this area is protected by Tetsujin 28.
That's cool.
Finally got to Awaji. Turns out you need to take a bus over. So,
it's my first time.
It's on an island? It's on an island.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, you can't take a train over to it. You gotta hop on a bus. And you have to wait for the right bus. Waited 45 minutes for this bus. And I kept asking, and the bus driver's like, they don't speak English. Sure. That's the thing. The further you get out of the cities, like, you don't speak the language. You're SOL. So, go over there. By the way, where the zip line, it's a regular park.
I saw that.
It's just a park where people are, like, having picnics, and they just have attractions in the middle of it. Like, you don't really pay to go into, like, a theme park that I thought it was.
Yeah.
They just have different things. There was a Bleach thing, there was a Monster Hunter thing, and it's just in the middle of this. It would be like, if you went to your local park around the corner.
Yeah.
And there was, like, Disney had set up, like, a Mickey Mouse ride just on its own, nothing else to do with the area.
That's kind of cool. I like that. Yeah.
Didn't get to go on the zip line because I'm too fat. But they allowed me to go to it and, like, walk around and look at it. And there's a
cool shooting. You saw the museum, right? That was pretty
cool. Went into the museum. Yeah. Because I went on a Monday, there's no one there.
That's good.
I walked in the museum. I was taking this one long video. Like, I walked around, just got a quick video. It was like 2.5 minutes long. And I got to the end, and when you get to the end, there's a guy, like, oh, hey. Come on over. I walk over, And he's like, you ready to get your picture taken? And there's the God's, the Final War suit. And apparently you get a photo op and they do a little movie for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool. So as I'm taking the picture, I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't really get to look at anything.
Right.
So I tell the guy, I'm like, hey, I kind of just ran through there.
Yeah.
Can I go back? And I don't want to do this again. And the guy spoke English, so it helped. I'm like, dude, I literally was just taking a big photo, and I ran up to you guys, not knowing, like, oh, it's just one way. Yeah. It's like, yeah, there's no one here, man. Like, I'll just, you got to go back out and around. I'm like, because you got to follow protocol.
Sure.
But he's like, just go in and, you know, when you're done,
yeah,
just go back out the front way. Like, okay. 45 minutes in there. They have the Space Godzilla suit out. Looks
very cool.
Great, actually. Yeah.
You think they had a resort, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I saw Wakasa talk about it.
Did they?
When they pulled it out, they spruced it up.
Cool.
They had the Mogira suit, which will actually look really good.
That was the anniversary for, 94?
Yeah, it was the Space Godzilla anniversary. They had the Tokyo SOS suits out there.
Yeah.
I saw those at, they had them at the Godzilla Hotel last year. So, seeing those, again, were cool. They had a ton of models and things.
They rotate them out, right?
They do.
At Shinjuku, at the hotel,
It was another Final War suit and Monster X. Yeah, which was, that was, to me, was a lot cooler. And then in Osaka, the Godzilla Expo was going on.
Yeah.
Which was in a Daimaru. You just walk up, and it's like, a mall.
Yeah.
And then they just put up these, you know, temporary boards, and then you just pay your $10, and you go in, and then there's the Cybot head without all the...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But then you walk over, there's the 94 suit, there's the Little Godzilla suit, there is the Final War suit, all the Final War suits, the Anguirus, everything. Pretty much anything that was still...
Usable.
The Little Godzilla suit was really beat up.
I would really like to see what happened to that Shin Cybot.
I think they destroyed it.
Oh, bummer.
I know.
Bummer.
They had the theater maquette.
Sure.
Standing there. And then And then you walk across, like, there's a break, and you walk across, and someone opens the curtain for you. And then you go into the section that's all dedicated to Minus One.
No, cool.
And the cool thing is when you walk in there, they're like, you can take all the pictures you want, except this little thing right here. And it was the making of on the DVD. They're like, just don't film that.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm like, it's already out. Like, why do you guys...
Well, because...
I know, they're very particular. But the cool thing was, so they had the Minus One theater display, but they built a whole diorama around it.
Right.
So what they did was they put these tracks with a little gimbal on there you can put your cell phone on and shoot from a force perspective and make a little movie. There was four different setups. So you can just... And you can control how fast or slow. So you just set up your phone. And by the way, every other nerd was doing this. So you had to wait for your line. But yeah, it's cool because you're like, oh, this is what it's like when you can control you can get those dolly shots that you want properly. And, you know, just sit there and edit all the other. But they had it from every perspective, top, bottom, like, and it was this huge display. And I'm sitting there with my buddy Kazuki, and we're both like, okay, is that like it right there? No? Right there? Okay. We're just being film nerds and stuff. Getting just shot, because they would put the little people right there by Godzilla's foot as they're running in terror. And your phone is panning depending on how much you zoomed in, so you really get that cool force perspective shot.
That's cool, man.
All for like $10. It was cool. And every place had a Godzilla pop-up store. So many pop-up stores.
Yeah, the price to enter is not horrible, man.
No, it's not. Much like the food, like all the food, like I had sushi out there for like $40. We've been like a $110 plate out here.
So, I mean, again, the stories that you guys have heard about, like, you could eat at 7-Eleven, and you can live off 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God. I did live off 7-Eleven.
We could, there are better people to talk about that. But it's true. It's true.
I'll tell you this, man. Because I was in six different, I actually experienced an earthquake, too.
You told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Yokohama.
Yeah.
I was on the other side of the country. I still felt it. It's like... Awesome. Now I feel like I've completed the trifecta. I'll tell you this, though, man. I wish I downloaded more movies.
To watch?
Yeah, because it turned out... So Netflix worked out there.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to watch Dragon Ball Daima, I couldn't get the subtitles.
Bummer.
But anything that was on Netflix was readily available. My Amazon did not work.
Bummer.
My Hulu did not work.
Bummer.
and my Max account did not work. And so it was YouTube and whatever I had downloaded, and there's a part of me I'm like, because it's you turn on the TV.
Yeah.
What's playing? It's like, well, random thing. I ended up watching half of Moana in Japanese. But I'll tell you this. There was one night I was in the first week I was there in the first APA. There was a channel there that was like this complete nerd channel.
Yeah.
And I just left that rolling in the background. And every time I turned around, something new would be on. One night, they had what I call the Big Boob Girl Hour of anime. Sure. I don't know what the show was, but I'm just looking. I'm like, there's some cleavage hanging out.
Sure.
Right after that was Ladies Kickboxing.
Okay.
Right. And then after that, I got enamored with this thing. There was a puppet show. It was like a samurai, like...
Okay.
Like isekai style puppet show, like very, very Thunderbirds-ish.
Okay.
But it was all puppets, and they're like doing backflips and stuff.
That's cool.
And I had no idea what was going on, but I'm like, I am enthralled by whatever this mystery is. I sat there and recorded. I'm like, does anybody know what this is? Because I need more of it in my life. I'm like, this is the most interesting thing I've seen thus far on this trip. Like, it was on at, like, 1 in the morning, too. I'll tell you this. The first night I get there, I'm exhausted. I check in my room. I don't even eat. I just go to 7-Eleven, grab some stuff, carb up, lay down.
Pass out.
I pass out. But they're premiering Godzilla Minus One on TV.
You got to get up for that.
I turn it on. I find it. By the time I come in, they're at the boat attack.
Okay.
So... My buddy Kazuki's texting me. He's like, "Hey, it's on if you want to watch." I'm like, "Cool." I fall asleep right after the boat attack, and I wake up and they're already at the planning of the sea battle. So I'm like, "Okay." And I just remember like blinking, and next thing I know, the sun's out. Like I was out. I pick up my phone. I have 24 missed messages.
Oh no!
I'm like, "Oh what, shit! What happened?" And Kazuki is like, dude, did you see it? Did you see it? What? I'm like, what? Whatever. Toho announces Takashi Yamazaki doing. I'm like, what? And apparently it was right at the end of the broadcast.
What?
He comes up. He's in New York. And he's like, I'm announcing him doing it. So it was literally the announcement they made at the end of the broadcast. I slept right through it.
Bummer.
Yep.
Definitely. I mean, you wouldn't have...
I wouldn't have really gotten what he was saying. I thought, like, oh, hey, thanks for watching.
Sure.
But there's a part of me like, I slept through it. It's like sleeping through New Year's, man. It's one of those things. But beyond that, grand time. I keep telling people, like, you gotta go. I'm already plotting my trip back. But this time, as you said, like, are you done with the Godzilla stuff? I'm like, yeah. And now, especially, I covered 1,200 miles in like 12 days. Thanks to the Shinkansen. I went from Fukuoka to Fukushima, essentially in 12 days. So, the thing is, once I got to that leg of the trip where I was like moving around, I'm like, man, there's a lot more stuff here than just the nerd stuff. Like, this is a beautiful country. And the food's amazing. Like, this is kind of what I want to do now. Like, my next get to a Sapporo.
Yeah.
Because I
want to have a Sapporo.
No. I want some Sapporo ramen.
Okay.
That's my goal. I drank a Sapporo. I was out there.
Sure.
No. The Kirin was the beer to go to. That was the gold standard beer. Like I had some Asahis and stuff. By the way, as we said earlier, Japanese like to drink. When I was in a Don Quixote, I found a liter, like a bottle this big of Jim Beam.
They do have a lot of Jim Beam out there.
Yes,
huh? Yeah.
And not only that, this was enough Jim Beam to get a small army drunk for $24.
Yeah.
And I got a picture. I'm holding my hand. I'm like, who need? There's no party. There's
bar,
absolutely
maybe.
Even
an event.
It's even Christmas. Then, I'm like, oh my god, this is enough alcohol to kill a three men over. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
They would not allow this for sale where we live.
No way. No way.
So
hilarious that it did, but no way.
Yeah. But other than that, how was the rest of your trip, man?
Pretty good. Yeah. I can't really... I mean, Japan.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's probably the one time you didn't really do any of the nerd stuff, too, right?
I mean, I do nerd stuff. I feel like half my job is nerd stuff. Like,
yeah.
Not doing nerd stuff for a week, a little bit over a week, it's like kind of nice. Went to Giants Fest. Tokyo Giants Fest.
Yes. That's, I know. I got to see you and your baseball element out there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Was that after you broke, you moved, messed up your hand or before that?
That was before.
Okay.
I went to a Blue Note jazz bar. I was a place, saw a concert there.
Mm-hmm.
There's still some stuff I still want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I've done, saw live music, saw a live sporting event. Want to go see a live wrestling match.
I tried, but yeah. I just couldn't get lined up.
Yeah.
That day you hurt your hand, like, yeah. I was like, there's a Stardom show, but it's like $80 to get in. I'm like, I'll wait. I kind of want to see, you know, I would love to see, like, women's wrestling out there, but I'm like, my goodness, if there's going to be my first show, like, I want to see New Japan.
Yeah.
Or at least a death match or something like that. Like, I almost got, when I was in Yokohama, there was a point I'm like, I could hop on the train to Nagoya.
Yeah.
But am I going to make it back? And do I want to be stuck in Nagoya overnight? And that was the question.
You still got to be smart about it, right?
Yes, that was the problem. Like,
yeah.
Understanding the train schedules.
Yeah. It's always fun. If you guys haven't gone, strongly suggest you go. It's a lot of fun. Especially if you're into Godzilla and Ultraman and Kamen Rider and all that fun stuff. If you like food, you'll love it. If you like drinking, you'll love it. Responsibly, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I follow this page called Shibuya Meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, you sent me stuff.
Yeah, that is... I'm not actively trying to be on Shibuya.
Yeah.
But if it happens, that would be my claim to fame.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of fun.
I did see I saw my first fist fight on the street out
there.
You did? Take a guess where.
Shinjuku?
Yes, it was in Shinjuku.
What time?
It was right there. It was about 6 o'clock.
Wow.
It was at the crossing, too.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I thought it would be over by the...
And not foreigners.
Dude. So you see the Godzilla head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Behind the Godzilla head.
Mm-hmm.
Not... Kind of sketchy part of town.
It gets City Hunter-ish.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. It's like, oh yeah, this is the remnants of what, you know... Because Shinjuku... How would you describe Shinjuku?
Fast.
Yes.
Fast, busy.
It's business. Not, yeah, it's business and pleasure kind of mixed together.
The main street is... Yes. Yeah. And then once you get to like...
The outskirts, yeah. Because that's where the tower's at, where you go watch that. It's in Shinjuku.
Yeah, yeah. But behind the tower.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, when you're watching, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Know, it's like...
Yeah, it's, Kyle was telling me some stories. He's like, just tell these people to shove off a little bit. Politely, but firmly.
You've heard horror stories of like, you go to a bar, and it's like, oh, yeah, all you can drink for an hour.
Yeah.
And then the bill comes up like $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's cool, but yeah, I would say like Shibuya is the shopping district. Mm-hmm.
It's a shopping district. It's, yeah. There's like Ginza and there's a lot of them.
But like the touristy, like it's the high end stuff. Yeah. Tower Records is there.
There is a Tower Records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few things. We went furniture shopping in Shibuya.
We did. That's we did.
I think we had to do it to appease the girls after subjecting them to Godzilla stuff for about an hour. I was like, okay,
here's the deal.
Yeah,
it's everything is really nice in Shinjuku.
It was.
It's very like, it's very, it's. We were in that shop. Like you made a comment. It's like Japan does Americana better than
1,000%.
And it's like, it looks really.
It was, you couldn't tell what era. It was either somewhere between 1950 and 1970.
Yeah.
But, like, all, like, blended in, but it was just handcrafted, well-made. This is an IKEA crap.
No. But it's great, but, like, how are you going to get this home?
Exactly. Your girl was about ready to buy, like, some bed set thing. And you said, how are we going to get this home?
How are we going to get this home?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all, she's, it's only, like, $400. How much is it going to be to ship it? back to San Diego.
Yeah.
Probably about $2,000. So do you really want to spend that much? Yeah. You're getting a deal here, but where's the other...
Yeah.
The other side of it, like, you know, we don't have FU money like that. Yeah. Believe me, if we had FU money, look, just an example. I try my best not to buy a lot of stuff, but I do buy... I did buy dumb stuff
like
this.
Let's crack that open, yeah?
Yeah, actually. It'd be a good time to. So, what do we have here?
This is a sake.
It is a sake. It is for the 50th anniversary of arguably the greatest Godzilla movie ever made. It is for Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla. As you can see, it's got the arm. So, this was shockingly cheap.
What's shockingly cheap?
About $30.
That is shockingly cheap.
So, and you can see it's got the little Mechagodzilla symbol there. So, are you a sake guy?
I'm a drinker.
Okay.
I don't discriminate.
So, I'm not sure if this is warm or cold, but it doesn't matter. Am I getting this open right? This is a great pod right here.
Try that.
Now, you mostly buy this because you want a cool decanter. And this actually came in a really nice box, too.
Oh.
Of course. I can't tell. There you go. It's for those at home.
Of course.
Ah, there we go. Damn, that's fancy.
I think we need a bottle opener for this.
Do we?
I think so.
Can you use your key?
Let me get a ball open.
Okay.
Back.
All right, I was going to be right back. But, yeah. So, as you can see, this is the reason I bought. Look, I love Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla. As I said, it's my favorite Godzilla movie, but I also love drinking. And I could not pass this up. I found this at the Osaka store, which turns out the Osaka Godzilla store, much more superior than the Shinjuku one. It's by a mile. It's bigger, and they have a lot more stuff. So I saw this sitting there. I did my best not to buy a lot of stuff, but I could not pass this up. The only problem was could not open it while I was in Japan because, well, you're not paying the tax on it, so I had to wait. So I figured, you know, I'm taking off. Good enough time to get a test.
Oh, it's re...
Is it resellable?
It is. We don't have to finish this tonight.
Nice.
Alrighty. Oh, buddy.
There you go.
That'll work.
Alright, let's pop that back on there.
Hey. To Texas.
Thank you, sir. Come by.
Ooh. That's sweet.
It is sweet. That's nice.
Is this shochu?
Yes.
I think so. Not sake.
It is real nice.
Yeah.
Carl's why it was like $35 too.
That's really good. Not much of a food reviewer, but it's really good. If you get your hands on it, you totally should.
That's good. Yeah. I dragged this around for 2.5 weeks in my backpack.
It's with age.
Yeah. That is, again, you know, you learn as you go, especially, coming in this trip, knowing I have, like, 3 more hotel stays. You see all kinds of wonderful things, but you can't take it all with you. But this was one of those, like, there's no way in hell they're going to sell this in America.
No, I mean, so, that's going to...
This is, look at that box.
It's nice.
It's a nice box. But I do collect decanters. And come on, having that on the
shelf, yeah,
that's going to look awesome. I'm probably going to make ramen with this before I leave, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's going to be, that's where most of it's going to go.
Nice. All right. Well, with that.
Yeah.
Here's two.
Thanks to
you guys. Thank you for joining us.
Yep. This kind of bullshit episode.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not a bullshit, but we're just bullshitting.
Yeah, it's just. Happy hour.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it. I'm just going to call it happy hour. It's a good way to start the year, man.
Yeah.
And it's a time to change.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not goodbye. I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are continuing this. You know, I will be in Texas, but we're going to go back to the old format.
Yeah.
You sitting, praying to God your internet works.
I think
praying to God
right,
my
yeah.
internet works yeah, where yeah. I'm at.
We'll edit these episodes a little bit better so it makes
yeah.
more. So like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
And we got a nice list, so we're going to get back to the probably monthly format, you know,
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
It, you know, we just, I was gone, I, you know, for a month, came back, we hit the holidays. I had this this entire thing. I also don't, if you don't know, LA's on fire still.
Southern California's
yeah.
on fire, yes.
I was supposed to do a show with Jessica, like, a week ago.
Yeah.
When
she doing all right?
She's doing good. Okay. Her place is fine. But about 2 miles away. So she's lucky. You know, she's south of the freeway, so that was acted like a nice block. But she said it's like my entire apartment smells like
yeah.
A campfire right now.
Bummer.
So yeah, so it's been a little chaotic. But once I get settled in, we'll get back on the other show too. But I'll be back out here for Comic-Con.
Well, yeah.
I already
yeah,
know
yeah.
she's got things planned for Comic-Con, so one night I'll have to step away.
That'll
we'll do,
be
in another in-person episode.
We should do it at the stadium. We should go to a game, and then
we could. Why not?
Do something dumb like that, or just step
well,
away for dinner.
Well, that's why you have to come out to.
Then I have to go over there for a Rangers game.
Yes, you've yeah. never been to.
I've been to Texas, but not outside the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no,
you've
no.
never been. You've never seen Dallas.
Never been, not outside of the airport. No.
Dallas is awesome.
Yeah.
Look, a lot of people probably, you live in California for Texas? I'm like, I kind of love it out there.
Yeah.
I've been out there so many times. It's beautiful. This is the next 2 years of my life. I'm not begrudging going
shout
to the great
out,
state of Texas.
Black Market.
Yeah.
Shout Black Market.
That's the first thing
guys.
When I get there. I'm going to go
yeah.
check those guys out.
Alex at
Black
Market.
I think they're about 30 minutes from where I'm staying.
If
so.
You guys... Hopefully this is out before then, but
mm-hmm.
DamCon?
DamCon, yeah.
yeah.
I'll have this out. This is probably
yeah.
going to go out before I leave. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm trying to be there for that show.
And you'll cover DamCon?
I'm going to try. I'm
cool.
trying. If I leave by Thursday, I should be there. Because my buddy even said, he's like, I want to take my kid. I'm like, yes you do.
Very cool.
Yeah. So hoping that'll be my first kaiju event while
cool.
I'm out there.
Cool.
So on that note, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Comic Kaisers. Remember... If you like what you hear, we do have another show called the Kaiju Kingdom Podcast. You can check us out at thekaijukingdompodcast.com. Always check us out on our social media, X, Instagram, Facebook.com. It's at the Kaiju Kingdom or the Kaiju Kingdom Podcast. So if you want to say hi, keep up on all the news, that's the place to do it.
Yeah.
And with that, I'll wrap up this edition of Comic Kaisers for myself and...
Arian. See you guys. Bye.
Thanks for watching, guys.